Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Chav Tes, begin on the base, begin with the master, begin with the Gemara, Hod the Bei Rav Acha, Rav Acha retract, which Tosafot finds difficult, seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Is the chametz of a non-Jew after Pesach permitted in benefit or not? He says Tosafot is tamer to wonder. We're saying Rav Acha retracted from his previous contention that he said that Rabbi Yehuda learns out Sar the Chilim Sar the Re'iyah, and he holds that yeah, chametz of Hektish is permitted and not even during Pesach. And he holds that, yeah, chametz of hektish, not like he had thought originally, where just like bal yirah, there's no problem, so too with echila. No, chametz of hektish, even forbidden of eating and benefit, even after Pesach. So it's time to wonder. The perikam of the chulin amar, and the first perikam chulin of dalam abez, the Gemara tells us, sabrua hamani, they thought to say that, who is this that holds that the chametz of a Jew that violates the halachas of chametz, that it's permitted is chametz right after Pesach to have benefit, to be Huda. Because the Amar, he says, is chametz after Pesach is forbidden to have benefit, but chametz in shul ebri aveil achar Pesach, but chametz of a violator, of a sinner, after Pesach, mutar miyad, would be permitted right away, neshem achlifin, because they switched their chametz with a non-Jew. Because if they could do it permissibly, then they'll do it, because what's the big deal? So they're not going to eat their own chametz. So therefore, if you take chametz from them, it's going to be permitted because actually from a non-Jew. So you see that the Gemara there is explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz of a non-Jew after Pesach is permitted to have benefit. It v'ha chametz kin Rabbi Yehuda here, the Gemara concludes according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the chametz al nachri, also achar Pesach dim l'chametz of a non-Jew, with, together with the category of hektish, it's forbidden even after Pesach. So that seems to contradict over there, that says that it's not forbidden. And that's where the Avarian gets his chametz from. On this, it says, "Bishlam, what you can say is no." The Hasam Sabru Kesogadaitach the Hacha LaRavacha Mikar. The Gemara over there understood the way our Gemara understood the Havamin according to Ravacha, that yes, you do compare Sar Dechil to Sar Dereiya, and just like the Chametz of Hektish, there's no problem by Reiya, so there's no problem by Achila and Ana after Pesach. But that's what we're saying here. I said Ravacha retracted, and no, it is Asabana after Pesach. Rabbein Tamafar, she gives a different interpretation. He says, Lav Dafka Miyad. No, it doesn't necessarily mean there, that Gemara over there, that right after Pesach, it's permitted their chametz. The Tzark Shehe Shil HaHachem, when he has to have time to be able to switch his chametz with that of the non-Jews. Abu Ha Din Shehe Chametz that Roy Lasses Acha Pesach, and that there should be enough time to make this chametz after Pesach. Whereas, you're right, the chametz of the non-Jew, there was a lot of Pesach, actually would be forbidden to have benefit, like we're saying over here in our sugya. Ketinik Tez Master begins with the Gemara. Rav Ashiyama, he says, the Kuliyama, according to everyone, Tosafot can explain that even if we say that you cannot redeem kachim to feed it to the dogs, but that which has a rabbinic monetary sanctity, you could redeem in a way of cooking your pot, your food with it. Because the Gemara is saying that Rav Ashi says that no, everyone agrees, not like we had originally said, that it's totally in the machlik, is everyone agrees you cannot redeem kachim to feed it to the dogs. And the machlekes is regarding the machlekes Rabbi Yisai Galili and the Rabbanon, if chametz of Pesach is mitbana or not. Now, Taisus says, Vakashli, the Re finds it difficult that, Heichi Garsinan, what exactly is the girs over here in this statement of Ravashi? And that is, he's saying the machlekes is not regarding lachil and the kachim, lifted kachim, lachil and the club, which everyone agrees. But which way is it? Eger seen that the kolam point nifty gear says that, oh, could everyone agree you could redeem kash machil and klovim? Then them can rabbanam my lamol. Then according to rabbanon, why would that not be meila? Meaning, avagav the yisrael lasa banu, you're right, if all over a Jew is forbidden to have benefit, become akimim karen lo nachi hektish asma, you could sell to the non-Jew the hektish item itself. Because he's saying you could redeem kash machil and feed it to the dogs. So then it does have a monetary value. Why was there no meila? And Vigar is saying, and if his gear says, no, everyone agrees you cannot redeem, I feel like Bezek Lili, my mother, even according to Bezek Lili, why is there Me'ila? What do you mean? That since you can't sell it to feed it to the dogs, so there's no benefit, so why is there Me'ila? Unless it's such a person, you can say, the Gersin aim point. The Gersin is that you cannot redeem. The Avagav, the aim point, Lachal Club, and although you cannot redeem it to feed it to the dogs, wait a second, so where's the monetary value, according to Bezek Lili, to have Me'ila? But still, even though you cannot redeem it to feed the dogs, you could use it to cook as fuel the food underneath your pot. Okay, the beast, like we previously explained, Tez Maskein, the Ach of the Kedushas Dam, and we're here, there is a monetary sanctity. Ain't Poyden, this you cannot redeem it rabbinically. The Rabbana will only geyser that you can't redeem it to feed it to the dogs. But not regarding it, to that it's not prohibited to use it to cook the food. So if it does have monetary value. But says, yeah, but you cannot biblically redeem it. They could do sagub when it has a physical sanctity. Then you're right, you cannot redeem it even to cook your food. Because the Tanya is learning the Braisa and the Gersa is prepared based on the Chayas and the Tezvav Ahmed Aleph regarding the Kachim, which they were sanctified before they got blemished. So the Allah has a Mesu Yikfru. If they die, you have to bury it. But come on, the Gersa says, where do you get this idea to say that, oh, this day we're saying if it dies, you have to bury it because it has to be evaluated and then when it's dead, it cannot be evaluated, you cannot redeem it? No. Maybe the reason is because you cannot redeem Kachim to feed it to the dogs and now that's dead. The only value would be feeding it to the dogs. But says Taisa Hashta, but now itaim Rishim Deim Paidin. But if the reason is because, as the Gemara is attempting to say over there, because you cannot redeem it, then the Ma'ik for them, why would you have to bury it? But you could use the cook beneath your cooked dish. Ah, Alavadi, rather, from the Gemara's question, you see, Midarais and Chilia, biblically, there is no difference. In all situations, you cannot redeem it even to cook your food. It's only when it's rabbinic because of monetary sanctity, that's when we say you cannot redeem it to the dogs, but you could use it to cook your food. And Machin Lael Dashin is so too previously, Navchabezim and Abdi Gemara expounded, but yet, of Kalis Unjabat, that you cannot feed to the dogs. All things are prohibited in the Torah. Vasir Filasaka, and that's forbidden even to use to cook your food. All types of benefit. Almost so you see, Midarais and Lachal Banah, that when it comes to biblical law, there's no difference regarding what type of a benefit, even to cook your food. Now, say says, Tim, if you're going to say the Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, why if someone eats chametz on Hektish, on Yom Tov, on Pesach, Leimol, he's not committed to Me'ilah, according to Rabbanim, Haloi Hektish, but Hektish, which we're talking about chametz, which is only monetary sanctity, Yochalim Kulanacham and Ashashik Levanim. What do you mean? It's, we said monetary sanctity, you could tell to a non-Jew that you could use to cook his food. What you could say is the Gezin, the Shemichle, no, no, concern that maybe the non-Jew is going to eat it, and that's forbidden, because you cannot redeem Kachem to feed it to a dog or to a non-Jew. So it comes out, there's no monetary sanctity, maybe there's no meal. You cannot tell an animal to a non-Jew with the intent of him slaughtering it, because that's a rabbinic decree, and maybe you're going to come to even rent it to the non-Jew, and then you can do malach Shabbos, and you're going to violate Shemiz Behemtek. So you see that we make it forbidden because of something else the non-Jew might do. Now, Mekan from here says, Taisus, from this that we say, if somebody eats chametz of hektish on Pesach, he's committed me'ilah. Mechiyach Rida reproves shamash chametz on Pesach. But Dait Levar, someone who's holding out the chametz on Pesach, but his intention is to burn it right away. Eino Eiva Baisashi, he does not violate the Issa Bal Yirah by holding on to the chametz. Because the Amr Rabbi would think to say that he violates. So then Akate Maimol Rabbi Yisi, we're back to the question: why could Rabbi Yisi is there me'ilah when eating chametz on Pesach? But even though it's permitted to have benefit, but the moment you're going to redeem it, even if your intention is to use it to use as to cook your food, who shaloi? But then it's his. Rabbi Yisi agrees to the Issa Bal Yirah that you can't see your chametz. So how could you redeem it? The moment you redeem it, you have a Bal Yirah. Levadi lover, rather says this, obviously you do not violate. The time and the reason is Shundali Yirah nitoglase, because the violation of not to have chametz, it could be rectified with a positive commandment of tashbisu, of burning it. Therefore, you don't violate if ultimately you do burn it at the end, because the mitzvah seb teshpisu uproots the negative prohibition, which retroactively we see that he was not intending to hold on to it, and therefore, that's what he says, the read proves that if someone is holding on to it with the intention of burning it, that's not a violation of Bal Yirah.